This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN envoy for Sudan said that the humanitarian deal reached by the country's warring generals is an important first step toward a ceasefire. Volker Perthes said that the most important thing is that both sides are committed to continuing talks. The Sudanese military and the country's paramilitary and the rapid support forces signed a pact to get everything going and underway. An Egyptian-brokered ceasefire deal between the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group and Israel has been announced. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Leaving the deal in question. Shortly before the truce was to take hold, Israel reported a heavy burst of Palestinian rocket fire towards southern and central Israel, while Israel said it was striking targets inside Gaza. After the deadline, Israel reported additional rocket fire, and Israeli media said warplanes were responding. I'm Karen Chamas.
A day after meeting with Pope
Ukrainian
Francis,
President Vladimir,
the Italian leaders in Rome, the leader of Ukraine and Germany, VOA's Joe Ramsey tells us more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Berlin as he seeks to shore up support from key allies against Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian leader last visited Germany for the Munich Security Council in February last year, just before the war broke out. Germany, which is Europe's largest economy, faced criticism at the start of the war for what some called a hesitant response, but it has become one of Ukraine's biggest providers of financial and military assistance ahead of other European powers like France. Joe Ramsey.